Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi, and you are listening to Chuck Ted Freestyle, a show that is all about my lifestyle. And this is the 16th day of the Dog Days podcast. It is Saturday, August 16th, 2019. And I have another vinyl album to digitize, but we'll let the music play out while I give you a recap of what's been going on. We had a successful test of the karaoke app on Friday night. Few enhancements to make, but otherwise worked functionally. The biggest feature is that the customer, as I'm calling them, the person who wants to do the singing, can search while the other person is singing, which makes it nice. Because previously, we'd get ideas and we'd see things on the sideline because we were using YouTube. And if you search for karaoke on YouTube, you find all kinds of channels. And each of those channels has a different playlist. And sometimes we go deep into a playlist. And we'd get we'd get stuck on a genre for the evening. And it really didn't lend to any variability. So what this does is allows us to search on our phones and then pop in things as favorites or pop in things into the queue. And I've added a couple of modes for the queue. One would be like at a club with a larger crowd where you only get one song on the DJ's queue, but you have a personal queue of five or six songs that you want to play. So I've got my queue that has, you know, song 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and Donna's got her song 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but each of us has a song 1, depending on who got there first. That's what's in the DJ's queue. So it makes it very, very easy to do that. When we're at home, we can just stack them up as we like. There is no reordering at this point. That's coming eventually. I'll get that. So that you can say, no, I wanted to sing this before that, just because I marked it as a favorite, or just because I put it in my queue first, doesn't mean I necessarily want to sing it first. So I've done that. As my voice gets worn out, I'll change what songs I sing later in the evening. So it's working pretty well. I've got the ability to see the DJ's queue on your phone live. So even if somebody's singing, you go, where am I now? Oh, I'm third. Okay, I better get ready, or I'm up next. I was thinking originally I have notifications, but because it's browser-based, makes it a little tricky. I could potentially do text notifications. That's another possibility that's coming. I did discover a couple of bugs that need some addressing, mostly cosmetic things. But functionally, this thing's working. I'm very, very happy with it. So went out to dinner tonight with Brian Brown and his wife, Mary, and had Maggiano's, good Italian food. We did family style, and there was way too much for everybody to eat, so between business travel and Maggiano's, I picked up a couple of pounds this week that I'm going to have to shed before we get to Dragon Con. Otherwise, it's just going to be an uphill battle, which no pun intended for the hills in Atlanta. Looking forward to seeing everybody there. Friday also got a number of things frozen off or scraped off or whatever from my skin. So about six different spots. Went to the dermatologist. They gave me a head-to-toe examination and found a couple things that were suspicious. So they froze them, so I've got Band-Aid stickers all over the place. All right, let's get to the music. See if you can recognize this one fast enough. There you are. That's pretty telling. So, the album today that I am digitizing, complete with scratches, hisses, and pops. I think there's another one coming up. You gotta remember, these things were not treated well back in the early 80s. The stereo equipment was pretty rough. That piece of furniture that looked like a chest of drawers was still in full use. So Billy Joel's Glass Houses is the album today. And I believe I inherited this one from my brother as well. More skips. Love it. So we've got You May Be Right. That's what we're listening to now. Sometimes a Fantasy. Don't Ask Me Why. Still Rock and Roll to Me. And side one concludes with All for Lena. Boy, lots of memories in these songs. Lots of memories. And memories of people that I met at this time. So at first I thought we picked this up about 82 or 83, but I know I was listening to it at that time as well. But when I think about the people that this reminds me of, it's very, very evident that it was 1980, way back in high school. I Don't Want to Be Alone is on side two, followed by Sleeping with the Television On. And then You Were the One, which is in French, and I'm trying to remember how to say that. It's C'est toi. C'était toi. I can't remember. I'd have to listen to it again. Then Close to the Borderline, and then concluded by Through the Long Night. Now, if I remember right, we had one, two, three, four. I think there were four major hits off of this. I went to Billy Joel's Wikipedia page. What a career that man has had. He's actually older than I thought. I thought he was in his mid-60s. He's 70 now. So a lot of rock and rollers turning 70 about this time. Nope. Sorry, I stepped away. You can't hear the music. We'll stay close. Just so you can enjoy that. And started his career, I believe, in 65. Didn't really have a breakout hit until the early 70s. And then big career in the 70s, 80s, and into the 90s. But since the 90s, he spent most of the time touring. So I'd love to see him on tour. I think he came through Phoenix in the last year or so, but didn't have a chance to see him. So one of my favorites, Billy Joel, Glass Houses, and I am going to conclude it there. So until next time, take care, 101.